This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Melinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And we have a new hour on Atlanta Living, which means we have a new guest and a new topic. We're going to talk about writing your memoir. And a lot of you, to you, that's just daunting, writing about yourself. You could write about anybody else. You could write a novel. You could write anything fictional, but writing about yourself, that is too daunting. So I brought in my friend Loretta Hannon, who has a workshop yearly about writing your memoir. And welcome to the studio, Loretta.
Thank you. You know, it is so great to be here and to get the message out to people that even though they may feel intimidated, you know, about being that vulnerable and opening up themselves to telling their story or even just the first step of starting to write it down, it is so completely worth it in every way.
Well, when I think about writing my memoir, I have to tell about stories about people around me and I don't want to tick them off.
Yes, you do have to weigh out the risks before you undertake this endeavor. You really do. And you have to get to that point where you decide, it's worth taking this risk. Because with my family, people had all kinds of different reactions, from complete silence to I can't believe you told that, but I love that you did, and we're moving ahead.
Well, did you ask them ahead of time? Do you ask for forgiveness or do you ask for permission?
Neither. You know, I had gotten to the point where the weight of all these stories, the weight was growing so big that I knew I had to release them. For me, it was a matter of health and being happy, you know. And I knew that letting these stories out, letting them go, would free me up. And in fact, it really did. And I didn't ask any of my family members. I did not have to, because as soon as they heard I was thinking about doing this, they all begged me not to do it.
Yeah.
They all said, you know, this is going to cause extra pain. You shouldn't be airing dirty laundry like this. You know, it's, you just please don't do it.
And you went forward.
I went forward, and I didn't let anyone look at the whole book until I sent it to my mom when it was too late to change a word. So it was already in New York being printed when I sent an advance copy to my mom. And I told her, I said, you know, dear mama, this is my truth, and I hope it will help someone.
Okay.
And so, you know, I wasn't claiming it was the truth or her truth, but that it was my truth.
Your truth.
And it helped her with a lot of healing and clarity about things as well, eventually.
Now, how do you choose what's going to be in your memoir? Because do you go, you know, I was born, here, I went to middle school, then I went to high school, then I went to college, then I went, you know, how do you choose what the reader is going to want to read?
You know, I think if you did it like that, it could be marketed as the cure for insomnia.
Yeah, that would be my memoir.
No, I don't believe that. I believe that everyone has a worthy memoir inside of them. And you don't have to come from a dysfunctional, colorfully outrageous, you know, flawed family like I did to write a great memoir, you know, because there is an audience for everything. But to answer your question, how do you start, you know, how do you organize?
Do you just do it for yourself and for your family members?
You do it for yourself first and foremost. And I have a lot of people who come to my classes who are wanting to get some stories down for their family members. They have no intention of ever wanting a New York Times best-selling publishing deal, but they just want to make sure that the stories live on after they're gone, you know, with future generations. And, you know, sometimes that's way more important than a big book deal. But we also, in my workshop coming up next Saturday, we deal with all these aspects, from the business side of how to get a book deal to really the internal things you go through. Like you said, it's a lot easier to write fiction, I think, because it doesn't carry the same baggage that memoir carries. Because some of those people you're talking about are very much alive.
Yes.
And you don't know how it may affect them. But, you know, when you write fiction, when you make up a story, you're playing in the land of unfettered imagination. That's great,
right.
You know. And you can really be telling your truth, but just putting it in the form of a pretend story, you know?
Right.
But you're right. When you talk about your own story or some element of your own experience, you do open yourself up. You become vulnerable. And memoir is for that person who is at least considering, you know, the idea of, okay, I am going to open myself up and see where this goes. Because I promise you, it goes only to good places in the end.
Folks, if you have a question for Loretta about writing your own memoir, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. She's holding a workshop next week, next Saturday.
That's right.
And we're going to give you more details about that momentarily. And this is a great place to start. And she doesn't just leave you with that one class. She gives you materials to take you along that path and lets you finish. I have both my mom and my Aunt Pat, who are both writers. And my Aunt Pat will start writing, and she writes for a local mountain newspaper these articles. And I see she and my mom kind of arguing about the past.
I bet.
About this happened this way. No, this happened this way. So everybody has their own version of the past or the truth.
That is true. That is true. But the only thing you have to worry about as a memoirist is what you felt, what you saw, how you assessed it to be. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't also do a little research to make sure how you remembered it is correct. I suggest that you do that, especially if you're going back to childhood memories. I did that with my memoir, The Cracker Queen. I went back to my hometown and did some research in old newspapers, found out everything was true. In fact, learned about a few new things as well. So, but yeah, it's wonderful. And the workshop on Saturday will help people know how to kind of get a handle on it, how to structure it. And going back to your earlier question, you know, how do you organize it? Do you start with, I was born in, you know, and then went to middle school? A memoir could even just cover a weekend. A memoir could be a memoir about your love for food or certain kinds of wine. You
just
know,
a particular moment in time.
Exactly. Exactly. It can be absolutely anything. So there aren't any rules about it.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines, Loretta.
Great.
And speak with John in Noonan. You're on WSB, John. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. What's your question for Loretta?
I don't know if this applies, but I just caught the tail end of your show. But I wrote a book about probably 20 or 25 years ago, and it's in a three-ring binder. I've never sent it off to even have a manuscript done. It's just written in hand. And I heard a commercial to where that one of these places that will publish your book or your writing, one place wanted 90%.
Whoa.
And, of course, they market it. They do the artwork. They put it in a book form. They put it on all the sites and in the bookstores. So I didn't go with that. And
good.
I found another place that wanted something like around $3,000 up front. And you send them your rough writing. And if they think it's marketable, then they'll have it a manuscript drawn up. And again, they do all the legwork. And all you have to do is just give them a percentage. And they get you in all the stores and on all the websites. But it was just a small percentage of your book sales, but they wanted $3,000 or $4,000 up front. I guess that pays for all the stuff that goes into getting a book together.
So I guess your question is how to find a reputable person to market your memoir.
Who to trust. And I know there's no guarantee that the book's going to, or the memoirs are going to go anywhere. It's just taking a chance, I guess. But I guess it's a chance worth taking if you want to become a known, being published.
Yeah, how do you find that person, Loretta?
Well, here's the thing I want John and everyone else to hear me say really clearly. There are a lot of sharks in the water out there. And those companies that are promising you the world in return for you paying them, you need to be very, very suspicious You need to research them. You need to do a Google search of these words, predators and editors. And predators is spelled P-R-E-D-I-T-O-R-S. Predators and editors. I have seen so many people in my classes who have been burned by these people. I think Clark Howard should do a segment on it because they are scam artists, many of them. And they prey on people who don't know the process, don't know how to find a publisher that will pay you the money. You shouldn't be paying for a book. Your first path should be absolutely to get paid for your work and to continue making money for your work. So these are the kinds of things we're going to talk about. Have a Q&A session at my workshop next Saturday. And you really just need to talk to somebody who's been on the inside of the business, a published author who's been published by a legitimate publishing house, you know, to kind of get some guidance. And there's a wealth of resources on the internet as well. But I am so glad you did not give those people any of your money. They truly, truly prey on people every day. And I see those people in my class.
Now, how can they sign up for your class next week?
Okay, you can just go to my website, which is thecrackerqueen.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see towards the bottom, you'll see a link to the memoir masterclass, and you can register there. And I want to mention we have an early bird discount going on through July 18th. So that's Tuesday night. And I'd love to see folks. I'd love to see some folks and help them move their story forward. It's going to be Saturday, July 22nd at the Marietta Museum of History from 11 until 2. And afterwards, we're just going to hang out at a nearby, shall we say, watering hole called Hemingway's.
Yes.
And just continue the discussion.
All right. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we'll get to you, Dave and Rob, with your questions. Stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Thank you, Scott. We are back with Loretta Hannon and her master's memoir class that she's teaching next Saturday, July the 22nd. We're going to give you details about how to sign up for that. Real quick, let's go to the phone line and speak with Rob in Atlanta. Rob, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Doing okay, Belinda. How are you?
Good. What's your question for Loretta?
Hi, Loretta.
Hi.
I currently am working in film and television here in Atlanta. I'm a local working actor. And I've already, since I've been back in the game now for a little over 4 years now, I already have some interesting stories that I can, you know, say. And I've toyed with the idea of writing a memoir, but I'm wondering how much of it should be about my career, because the other life is pretty interesting also. Should it be 50-50? And if I should go with, you know, hardback books, or should I do everything on the internet, do like an e-reader? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, what I would do, I would start to make a list of the most interesting stories that you have from both sides of your life, and then kind of look at the percentage. How much of it has to do with your life as a creative person, as an actor, and how much has to do with your other life, and kind of that may help guide you. But I think story always has to be the number one guiding thing, you know, which ones are the best stories. So that should help you know how to focus it. And then in terms of ebooks or hardback and paperback, you know, if you get a New York publishing deal like I have, they will present you with a contract. And for example, my memoir came out in hardback, and then the following year they released it in paperback, and there's an audiobook available as well. But you know, you bring up a really good point. Ebooks are really changing the dynamic of everything. So I would say do your research. I would say talk to people who are inside the business like me and other folks. And, you know, just kind of do your research and you'll know.
All right. Thank you for your call. And how can we sign up for your classes?
All right. Just go to thecrackerqueen.com and click on the link for the memoir master class. I'd love to see folks next Saturday.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to be talking tennis, the BB&T Atlanta Challenge. So stay tuned. That's coming your way next.